Joe Francis, the Corrective Services Minister, is on the front page of the West today saying he's had enough of people who cop their fines but they don't pay for them. They don't pay for their fines for speeding or other infringements they might get. They, in fact, are taking what he believes is, in fact, the soft option. They're going to do a bit of time in minimum security prisons, perhaps about 4 days, to waive the fine, to get rid of it. And he's had enough of it because the figures just keep going up and up. Over 1,000 people have taken that option in 2013-14 compared to 2007-08 when it was around 400-odd. So he's worried about the fact that people are going, well, we're not going to pay. Even if we've got a bit of money tucked away, we're not going to pay. We'll just take what he says is a bit of an easy option, which is staggering, that going to minimum security prison is a way to go. What's he going to do about it? Well, he's looking at raiding the coffers of their welfare payments. So if someone who is receiving some form of welfare payment has not paid a fine, you go into it and you take the money out of there in some sort of arrangement. Or stopping the ability of people to just do 4 days behind bars in relation to non-payment of fines and making it a lot harder when they go to prison. Let's see whether he's going to follow through on it. The Minister, Joe Francis, joins me now. Thanks for your time.
Good morning, Gary.
Look, I've got to say, right off the bat, I hate people that don't pay fines. I mean, we don't like getting them, but when it happens, you've got to pay them. I'm staggered that there are something like over 1,000 people going to prison for not paying fines. Is that, you say, the soft option, you reckon?
Well, look, what happened back in 2008, the previous government changed the way in which you can pay off your fines in prison. Instead of doing them one after another, making a longer time in prison, you can do them concurrently all in one go. So you've seen this massive change from people doing a small amount of people doing long stints in prison to lots of people doing short stints in prison, and effectively what I say calling the easy option.
Yeah, but you know, we're talking about 1,000 people. We're talking something like $260 million in unpaid infringements and court fines. I mean, that is a huge chunk. I mean, we all know the government needs every dollar it can get at the moment. That's a huge chunk of money. You say the way to tackle it is to actually hit them in their welfare payments so that they don't have the option, perhaps, of going to prison.
Well, at the moment, prison is a last resort. You know, you have so many different options and so many different stages along the way before you're incarcerated to make good your debt to society. And that includes community service. That includes payment plans. That includes a whole lot of different things. Mm. And prison has to be an end game. Otherwise, you would have people who otherwise would become hoon drivers and drunk drivers and thugs and violent misfits. They would be free to flout the law because there'd be no consequences. So we don't apologise for the fact that at the end of the day, there has to be a consequence of loss of freedom. But what we want to do is encourage people to do whatever it takes and to give them as many options as possible before they get to that stage to make good their debt, rather than locking them up. Now, it only costs about $2.5 million a year to lock up fine defaulters. And on any given day, less than half of 1%, about 0.32% of the prison population, is from people who did not pay their fines. So it's not a big impost on the scheme of things, and it's not a large percentage of the prison population. This is a matter of principle. That is too easy at the end of the day to do nothing, just do a couple of days in jail to get rid of your fines.
Well, see, I know Labor came out with the discussion paper late last year. They say that the way that the system's running at the moment, the only people that are actually being imprisoned are those that are severely disadvantaged. They just don't have the funds to deal with this. And they are calling for, I think, increased funding to make sure that the community service orders can be fulfilled as the way of punishing them.
Well, I don't believe in a two-tier justice system. I don't believe that if you're poor, you don't get fines, but if you're rich, you do. I mean, we have justice and penalties that fit the crime, not your wealth. And I think that's inherently important in our justice system, although there are occasions when a magistrate or a judge might take into consideration someone's ability to pay a fine. But it's generally for things like, you know, dangerous driving and drink driving and all those kinds of things. And in particular, violent crimes. A lot of people are in jail for violent crimes where they've got, you know, $10,000 and a suspended 12-month sentence. So if you don't pay the fine, you go to jail. So that's worth noting as well. But at the end of the day, we need the same system for everyone, regardless of whether you're rich or poor. You know, we all pay the same price for petrol. We all pay the same price for food. We should all pay the same price for everything.
Okay, so which of the options do you prefer as the minister? Do you prefer that when they go to jail, there is none of this sort of 4 days to get rid of fines that they haven't paid or penalties that they haven't paid for not paying fines? Or do you prefer the idea of saying, well, we'll take from your welfare payments, if you're receiving them, we'll take a certain amount a month? What do you prefer?
I prefer both. Let's be clear. So in 2008, there was 194 people who went to prison for not paying fines, averaging totaling a number of 2,750 days. In 2013, because the previous government changed the fact that you can't do them one after another, you've got to do them all at the same time. Yeah, so the incentive to go to jail was greater. 2013, instead of 194, there was 1,360 people doing a total of 7,200 days in jail. So you've got a lot more people doing a shorter time in jail. So the fact that you would have had longer time in prison acts as an incentive for you not to go to jail. So longer prison sentences obviously meant people went to other lengths to pay their fines.
But are these just the hopeless cases, Minister? The ones that it just won't matter what you throw at them, they'll take the option of not paying.
Well, some of them were. So what I'm saying is that, you know, the answer, I believe the answer is to make it harder to go to jail. So in other words, if you don't pay your fine, you spend longer times there, and you certainly don't get to pay them off consecutively. You've got to pay them off one after another. But also look at other avenues such as garnishing welfare. I've got no problem with that. If you have to spend a bit less money on beer and cigarettes, well, so be it.
Yeah. Now, what are we talking about on average, the fines? I mean, what is it to clear these debts? Is it sort of, you know, $100, $1,000?
It's variable, but it's somewhere around $300 to $400 a day for a single fine. But if you had 10 fines at $300 a day, well, you can clear them all in 3 days.
Right.
And therein lies the problem with the change from 2008.
All right. Is there another possibility here, and that is that we are just crazy about dishing out fines here in Western Australia, and that's why this increase is happening? There's so many people going to prison because there's so many people copping fines, and not all of us can afford to pay them.
Well, we don't apologise for there being punishment for people who don't pay fines. And secondly, fines are already used by the justice system in lieu of custodial sentences and other arrangements anyway. It's the easiest way to deal with other offences. But there are people in prison there are people who get fined by the legal system for serious offences such as violence, for repeat hoon driving, for driving unlicensed, for drink driving. We use fines for a number of different things in lieu of prison time, but they are dangerous things. I mean, they're putting other road users' lives at risk by their continued behaviour. And as I said, if you don't have an end game, if you don't have a consequence for not paying your fines, you'd have all these hoon drivers and drunk drivers just flouting the law with no worry about ramifications.
All right. You need legislative change, don't you? This was something, I think, that came in, like you say, in around 2007 under the last Labor government. You're going to need change.
Early 2008, yeah.
Yep. Well, what are you going to do?
Well, I think we need to look at the options here very clearly and realise that it is not in the taxpayers' interest to keep locking people up for not paying their fines, because it costs an awful lot of people to lock them up for a small amount. But we also believe that there has to be an end game of incarceration for those who absolutely refuse, given all the chances along the way, to be part of repaying the debt to society. So I think, you know, going back to the days of longer prison sentences is an option, but also garnishing welfare and income has to be part of it as well.
And are you going to bring in a suite of legislative change to make this happen? Have you got the support of the government?
Well, I need to have that conversation with my colleagues, but certainly, I think we need to go back to that, because it worked before better than it is working now.
All right. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Gary.